Hi guys, I hope you're having an amazing, beautiful, positive day because you absolutely deserve it. My name is Misha with Feels With Mish. If you guys are new here, welcome to my channel, welcome to my podcast where we talk about feelings, understanding our feelings, mastering our feelings to be the best versions of ourselves. If you guys are new here, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe and share this message with somebody who needs it. Guys, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you so, so, so much. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. I know I took a little time off, guys. It's actually, I'm my worst enemy. I am my own worst enemy. I need to stop procrastinating. There's obviously some type of belief there that's keeping me from being my best self. And being my best self is showing up here every single week with you guys and sharing the messages that you need, I need, we need to be the best versions of ourselves. So let's get into today's discussion. And I haven't been able to share with you guys this new part of my journey that I've been on. I started taking my course for a rapid transformational therapist. So I will be a certified rapid transformational therapist within the next 6 to 10 months. I am so very excited. Rapid transformational therapist deals with the subconscious mind through hypnotherapy. So if any of you guys are interested in booking a personal session with me, it takes healing to a next level. Really, it does, because you're dealing with the subconscious mind, and that's where all our beliefs are stored. Now, we can still actively be doing things on a daily basis to reprogram, reshape, reframe, reform the subconscious mind's beliefs that you have stored. And one of those things that I've been doing, guys, is recognizing my stories that I play out in my own head, because nobody hears the thoughts in your head, right? So this is why this self-work, this journey to self, this self-improvement, it's all about the self. It's to go inside of ourselves and to, you know, rearrange, repack, reframe things. And what I started to recognize is the stories that I have of things. Now, if you're somebody that is a more anxious person and you're programmed more in fear, you maybe are more of an anxiously attached person. If you recognize your brain tends to go to the worst case scenario, you're going to understand what I mean by the story that plays out in your head is negative. And not a lot of people would know that. You know, it's self-critical. It is critical. It's judgmental. But it lives inside your head, and it has you showing up in a certain way in your world, has you behaving in a certain way in your world through that self-criticism, through that criticism of others, and through that judgment. And I don't want to be like that anymore. I don't want to be like that anymore. And I know some of you listening, you're shaking your head and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be like that either. Like, what do we do? You know? And first of all, it's about breathing. Like, for those of us that have anxiety, or we have had these, you know, more stressful stories to our life, we carry that in our body, and it's hard for us to recognize when we kind of stop breathing. It's hard for us to recognize how disconnected from our own body we are, because we're so hyper-focused on everything that's happening outside of us, right? Trying to control, organize, plan, understand, criticize, judge, or make things happen from a space of lack inside of ourselves. And again, that lack is that negative story that we tell ourselves. And to change this, I've started to recognize, like, I want to be living in trust. I want to learn this trust. I want to cultivate and create this trusting vibe, because the version of me that I see that is in my highest potential of self is a woman in her power who sits in trust and detachment and is unbothered. And, you know, and to do that, we have to change up the story. And instead of seeing things from lack or criticism, start to see them from a space of love, from a space of trust, from a space of what if it's going exactly the way that it's supposed to, even though it's hard for me to understand that right now, given the circumstances. What if this isn't even a circumstance that's here to keep me from where I want to go or what I want to do or who I want to be, but it's bringing me there, right? What if it is a bringing me there? And when you're kind of on the roller coaster, you've gotten into the ride, you're on the ride, you're going to go on the ride. You're going to end up at the end of the ride at some point. But you've already gone on the ride, so why not just trust the process and trust the journey and trust that everything is happening for you to get from A to B? And even if it doesn't look like it while things are playing out. And let me tell you, the release of that need for control and this need to be attached to everything and know everything and have planned everything out in my life, that release and just allowing things to play out has brought so much peace and so much belief in myself, belief that I never felt before, because I'm able to say, hey, I'm worth it. And the version of me that lived in lack and fear and need to control and self-criticism and judgment, she didn't believe in herself. She didn't trust herself. And the distrust and that disbelief in myself just stemmed from a feeling of not being enough and not being worth it, not being worthy. And so when you can go back and go to the root and understand all of this is just from a fear of not being good enough, your belief might be different. You might have an abandonment or a rejection wound. And I have those as well. Not the abandonment so much, but the rejection wound for sure. Middle child syndrome. Something that I'm working through, you know, and I've just had to step above it and understand it more deeply. And my course is really helping me do this. And you guys, if you've been following my podcast, you've seen this kind of self-healing that I've done. And now I've started this course, which blows my mind that I've been able to do the self-healing before even starting this course. And my course teaches me how to teach people how to do the healing. And I've already started and done the techniques before even starting this course. It's just giving me so much purpose in my life. And I'm so excited to share this part of my journey with you guys. But again, we're on a journey to self-mastery, and I'm on it with you. So I'm on the roller coaster just as much as you guys are. And that's probably why you see me starting and stopping and starting and stopping so much, because this feeling of inadequacy or that I'm not good enough or that it won't be good enough still lingers in my presence to this day. And it's something that I've had to step away from, step above and observe from a different angle, and really just accept it as something of a part of me that doesn't exist anymore. Really becoming a new version is accepting a new normal for yourself and really just creating this new normal where, you know, if I could envision the person that I desire to be, what does that person do on a daily basis? What kind of commitments does that person have to themselves? And for you listening, it's very specific to you. It's very specific to you. And this is why I say the power is within you, because only you know what is keeping you from your best self. For me, again, it's not being consistent as much as I should. You know, I've had to really work through the feelings of inadequacy that I have and sit in the knowing that my mind is worth millions and that I'm worthy of that money as well, right? I think most of us healers and helpers and lovers and overgivers, we sit in the space of feeling unworthy and feeling the need to work extra hard to prove ourselves to people. And that comes from the space of lack. And it almost keeps the financial security away from us because we're still sitting in that lack, and to step into the knowing that, you know, there's good people that make millions and have money. And that might not be your dream, right? That might not be your dream to have money and, you know, live a luxurious life. I mean, I see myself as a Prada girl driving a G-Wagon and, you know, having things and money that just flows into my life while I can, you know, grow a garden of vegetables that I can pick and cook food for my husband and my kids every day. You know, like, this is just the life that I desire. Again, it's so specific to you, and what you desire is available to you if you allow yourself to step into that version of yourself. Now, the stories that we have playing out in our mind are a big indicator that you are either ready to step into that version of you or you are not. And again, where do those stories come from? They come from the root of your beliefs of who you are. And so, very powerfully, when we understand who we are being in the now moment, that is a version that is either the desired version of you or the victim version of you that doesn't have the desire. And I've been a victim for far too long in my life, far too long. And, you know, and again, it's just like understanding the story, being able to see things playing out for our highest good, giving everything a positive meaning instead of a negative meaning. How many of you, something doesn't go your way and automatically we're like, oh, this always happens? I even recognize this with myself today, you guys. And so this is the work we're here to do, because if you program in a new belief and you have to work at it until it becomes dominant in your life. I'll give you guys a great example. I was just talking to my sisters this morning on text message, and, you know, we're texting back and forth, and my sisters are kind of like, well, you know, I want to make sure that you get to see mom and dad because, you know, they're getting really old and they might not be here for very much longer. And I know this, and this is, you know, disheartening for me, being in a whole other country and being away from them. And so it requires a lot of effort for them to get together with me. And my childhood belief is that, you know, I'm the black sheep and that I don't matter to my family. And that I've always felt that way, that I was never really important or a priority. And so that, again, being my dominant belief, has to play out in my reality because I'm manifesting that from my beliefs of myself, right? And so we're talking and my sister goes, yeah, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to make it, but we'll arrange something for you to see mom and dad. And mind you, that triggered the crap out of me because I haven't seen my sisters in so long. I'm talking like the last family gathering we had was in like 2016, maybe 2016 for like Christmas. And the time before that, it was also years that I hadn't seen them because I moved away when I was like 18. And I've always been kind of on my own, the lone wolf. And so she goes, yeah, well, I won't be able to make it because I have other arrangements and stuff going on in my life, but we'll see if we can get you to see mom and dad because that's important. And my little inner child got triggered the shit up because I'm like, see, you can't even make an effort to come and see me as a family. Like, we haven't had a family time, a family day in so long. And it does mean so much to me. It's very valuable to me, my family. So to just see my mom and dad when my sisters could also make an effort, I got triggered by that, right? Again, the wound of I'm not important, I'm never a priority comes up, right? And I kind of wrote back some stuff about how I felt about it, I guess. She got triggered. We both got triggered. The triggers of family dynamic obviously are so intense. But we handled it in a very mature way. I think I just needed to say some things. She needed to say some things, whatever. But again, like that childhood wound of like not being a priority, not being important came up. And until we recognize like the beliefs that we're holding and who we are and reframe and reshape and re-understand what they mean to us and how we've kind of created these beliefs within ourselves, then it just keeps playing out in our life, playing out time and time and time again until we change it. And I mean, I'm 34 and still being triggered in my childhood beliefs that I'm not a priority, I'm not enough, by my family members who are also in their 30s. My parents are in their 70s, 60s, and 70s now. So, you know, it just stays with us. It stays with us until we deal with it. It stays with us until we shift into a new version of ourselves, a loving and compassionate understanding towards ourselves instead of the self-criticism, right? The story that I have attached to my sisters not and my family not prioritizing me or making me important, it's still there, but could I change it to something positive, right? Could I make it something positive? Could, instead of the story being, oh, they always treat me this way, I've never been important, I've never been a priority, to, oh, this is such an important moment for us as a family because it's making all of us, you know, feel all of our feelings and communicate them in a way that we never have before. And then it will bring us to a place where we can either see each other or not, but regardless, it's bringing us closer. Could I reshape and reframe and retell a different story surrounding this? And I most certainly can, because it's a choice that we make for ourselves. Am I a victim or am I in my power? Am I understanding? Am I loving towards myself? And in turn, being loving towards others because of that understanding that, yeah, life happens. It can be a little difficult for us to all arrange a time to meet up in person all together. But I hold that as something so valuable to myself. Am I able to express that value to my sisters and them be on the same page as me? Absolutely. It's in a way we articulate ourselves. And, you know, I did say to my sisters, you know, this means a lot to me. I haven't been able to see family in so long. I haven't had a family dinner with you guys in forever. You've spent many holidays together, you know, without me, and you've had that time together. But it does mean a lot to me if we get a moment to get together as a family. So there's things that we can do, right? I could have been, and I kind of was a little bit, the triggered middle child sister getting all her inner wounds triggered up, and the first thing I wanted to do was blame and disappear, and, you know, the same story of this always happens could have been the result, and it never would have been resolved. It never would have moved forward, because again, we're focusing on the lack, we're focusing in the past, we're focusing on the negative. But reshaping, reframing, reorganizing, redesigning a new reality to something positive, something better, something beneficial to myself and to everyone else brings you to a place that you've never probably ever been able to get to, because it's been you in your own way always. And when you decide to do something different, you decide to do something maybe uncomfortable, stand in a new version of yourself, an empowered version of yourself, a loving person, a loving and trusting, and a person who believes in themselves, you have the power to create the most beautiful result of things. And you absolutely deserve it. If you guys are interested in booking a one-on-one session with me, you can do that booking at feelswithmish.com. Again, you guys, I'm so excited for my RTT course, and I'll be able to do one-on-one sessions eventually as soon as I'm certified. But until then, thank you for joining me on my podcast, you guys. I hope you have an amazing, beautiful, positive day, because you absolutely deserve it. I love you guys. Try and explain it to the blind. May you wake up from a sigh. See the truth through the third eye. Let your heart be your guide. Light up the way. Let your heart be your guide. Free from your pain. It ain't a mistake, 'cause you choose your fate.